Hello and welcome back to the Mount Root Baptist Church Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Wayne, and it's been my joy this week to join you in reading God's Word together. Today we are in Deuteronomy chapter 13 to start our readings. Verse 1, if a prophet or a dreamer of dreams arises among you and gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or wonder that he tells you comes to pass, and if he says, let us go after other gods, which you have not known, and let us serve them, you shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God is testing you, to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and hold fast to him. But that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death, because he has taught rebellion against the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of slavery, to make you leave the way in which the Lord your God commanded you to walk. So you shall purge the evil from your midst. If your brother, the son of your mother, or your son, or your daughter, or the wife you embrace, or your friend who is as your own soul entices you secretly, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which neither you nor your fathers have known, some of the gods of the peoples who are around you, whether near you or far off from you, from the one end of the earth to the other, you shall not yield to him or listen to him, nor shall your eye pity him, nor shall you spare him, nor shall you conceal him, but you shall kill him. Your hand shall be the first against him to put him to death, and afterward the hand of all the people. You shall stone him to death with stones, because he sought to draw you away from the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of slavery. And all Israel shall hear and fear and never again do any such wickedness as this among you. If you hear in one of your cities, which the Lord your God is giving you to dwell there, that certain worthless fellows have gone out among you and have drawn away the inhabitants of their city, saying, let us go and serve other gods which you have not known, then you shall inquire and make search and ask diligently. And behold, if it be true and certain that such an abomination has been done among you, you shall surely put the inhabitants of that city to the sword, devoting it to destruction, all who are in it and its cattle with the edge of the sword. You shall gather all its spoil into the midst of its open square and burn the city and all its spoil with fire as a whole burnt offering to the Lord your God. It shall be a heap forever and shall not be built again. None of the devoted things shall stick to your hand, that the Lord may turn from the fierceness of his anger and show you mercy and have compassion on you and multiply you as he swore to your fathers, if you obey the voice of the Lord your God, keeping all his commandments that I am commanding you today and doing what is right in the sight of the Lord your God. Now that passage is an intense passage because it talks about the seriousness with which God's people were supposed to respond to those who were trying to lead them astray from God's will and God's ways as revealed in his word. But as I was reading about it, I thought about the teaching of Jesus, where Jesus said, if your eye causes you to sin, gouge it out. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. And Jesus wasn't talking about literally doing those things, but he was talking about how dangerous those temptations to sin are. And so I just want to encourage you or challenge you today that if there are things in your life that you are keeping in your life, even though you know deep in your heart that they might lead you away from God and his plans and purposes, to cut those things out and to make every effort to surround your heart and your mind with things that spur you on in your love for God and your desire to follow in his will and his ways. Because sin and straying from God's purposes are so destructive. And so God's desire and heart for us is to thrive. And so I challenge you also in your life today to be serious and be diligent about your pursuit of living for the Lord. Our psalm today is Psalm 57. To the choir master according to Do Not Destroy, a miktam of David when he fled from Saul in the cave. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me. For in you my soul takes refuge, in the shadow of your wings I will take refuge, till the storms of destruction pass by. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He will send from heaven and save me. He will put to shame those who trample on me. God will send out his steadfast love and his faithfulness. My soul is in the midst of lions. I lie down amid fiery beasts, the children of man whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They set a net for my steps. My soul was bowed down. They dug a pit in my way, but they have fallen into it themselves. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make melody. Awake, my glory. Awake, O harp and lyre. I will awake the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your steadfast love is great to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. That picture there of our hearts being steadfast toward the Lord in response to his steadfast love for us. I know in my own life, I want my heart to grow in steadfast love for the Lord, in constancy, and not to be up and down, but for my heart to be steadfast. And so I challenge you to pray that in your own life, that God would give us a heart that's steadfast in our pursuit of him. Our next reading is Colossians chapter 2, verses 1 through 15. For I want you to know how great a struggle I have for you and for those at Laodicea, and for all who have not seen me face to face, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, to reach all the riches of full assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I say this in order that no one may delude you with plausible arguments. For though I am absent in body, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the firmness of your faith in Christ. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him who is the head of all rule and authority. In him also you were circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. I love what Paul says about no one taking you captive by philosophy, empty deceit, human tradition, elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. Paul is pointing our hearts to who Jesus is and what he's done for us through his life, death, and resurrection. And that there's a form of religion that would have us to do things and go through the motions and have these traditions. And we can almost think that those add to our standing before the Lord. And Paul is just driving our hearts more and more to the person and the work of Jesus, that a good way to know if something is true and is consistent with the scriptures is, does it give you more love for Christ? Does it focus your heart and your affection on him more? Or does it turn your focus away from Christ to who you are and what you can do and the going through the motions of religion? And if it takes your attention away from Christ, I would caution you against it. If it focuses your heart more fully on Jesus and makes him look more glorious, and chances are it's in keeping with the scriptures. I invite you to pray with me. Father, we thank you again today for the gift of your word, and that you desire to communicate with us and to guide us in the paths of righteousness for our good and for your glory. And I pray that today that we would see and savor Jesus more fully, that we would be reminded of all that you've given us in him, and that our hearts would pursue you and not just what we can do or our traditions, but that Christ would be supreme in our hearts and our lives today. We offer this prayer in his name. Amen.